You're listening to SBS News.
Michael McCormack has represented the division of Riverina since 2010. The former journalist is the current Minister for Infrastructure and Transport, having previously been Assistant Defence Minister and Small Business Minister. Former Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce was forced to resign following a sex scandal involving a former staffer. When replacing Mr. Joyce in February 2018 as Nationals leader and in turn Deputy Prime Minister, Mr. McCormack pledged to unify the party.
I have been elected to do the job by the National Party. As I said, Barnaby Joyce will play an important part in our party and in our nation going forward. We're going to continue to work as a team, not as individuals, but as a team.
Mr. McCormack's leadership was still in its early stages when it was announced a close ally of his, Nationals MP Andrew Broad, was quitting politics after being engulfed in his own sex scandal.
Well, I'm very disappointed. I'm very let down. I like to think that people in a ministerial role have a certain code of conduct. You know, I think he should consider his future. I do. We don't in the National Party condone improper practices. We don't condone anything of this nature.
As the Coalition's junior partner and a self-described champion of rural and regional Australia, the National Party has a unique and difficult role to play in federal politics. Dr. Zare Gazarian, a political scientist at Monash University, says one way Nationals leaders have achieved success in the past is by featuring prominently in the political debate. But he's not sure Mr. McCormack is pursuing that course.
Michael McCormack doesn't seem to have that high public profile Barnaby Joyce or his predecessors had in the past. So I think for the National Party, there's been some frustration, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. The focus of the National Party is really to hold on to those or to contest those rural regional seats, especially in Victoria, New South Wales and Queensland.
Mr. McCormack has been involved in a number of controversies over the years. In the 1990s, he described homosexuals as sordid and blamed them for AIDS in a column he wrote during his time as a journalist, a view he says has since changed. As Small Business Minister in 2016, Mr. McCormack was tasked with taking the census online for the first time, but the process was plagued by major technical failures. Dr. Jill Shepherd, a lecturer at the Australian National University School of Politics, says Mr. McCormack's modus operandi seems to be a mirror image of Barnaby Joyce's.
I think he is popular among his colleagues, but they worry that he's not very popular with the electorate. Whereas Barnaby Joyce, if he was to become Nationals leader either before or after the election, is not very popular with his colleagues, but is or has been a lot more popular with rural voters in Australia.
Like the rest of Australia's political leaders, Mr. McCormack has spent much of the past 12 months discussing the issue of coal. In October, he told Sky News it was an important part of Australia's energy mix.
I'm very much supportive of the coal industry, understand the concern, but the fact is coal mining does play and coal-fired power stations do play an important part of our energy mix in Australia and will do so going forward.
But in March, a hesitant Mr. McCormack received a letter from six Queensland Nationals asking him to underwrite a new coal-fired power station in the state. It came as the Liberal Party was facing increasing pressure from farmers to bolster its credibility on tackling climate change. The letter fuelled speculation Mr. McCormack's leadership was at risk, as did subsequent comments from Barnaby Joyce, saying he wouldn't feel guilty for taking over as Nationals leader again in the event of a leadership spill. Whether Mr. McCormack has done enough to remain as leader after the election, Zare Gazarian says, is hard to say.
We will get a clear indication, obviously, but at this stage there's clear concern within the National Party that he may not have done enough, especially if there was talk about Barnaby Joyce coming in to try and boost their profile again. It suggests that some within the National Party are a bit concerned as to how their prospects are at the next election.
Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.